Our first ancestors were tempted by the question, did God really say? That question is at the forefront of our response to the changes of this world. Did God really say that marriage is between a man and a woman? Did God really say that outside of Christ there is no salvation? Did God really say that we should honor authority, pray for those who lead us, and act with respect towards all who serve this nation with the duty to make, judge, and enforce our laws? In order to pray for an increase in true religion, we need to recognize the marks of a false religion. We believe, teach, and confess that the Word of God is the sole source and standard of everything the Church proclaims. The first warning signal of a false religion is rejecting the Bible, or parts of the Bible, as no longer being relevant. Jesus warns us, therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. The sad divisions in the church stem from our answer to the question, did God really say? Because we daily sin and daily need God's grace, we pray, Lord of all power and might, author and giver of all good things, graft into our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in his word and not our own understanding. Amen.